everybody, and welcome back to the Renew Your Mind podcast. I'm your host, Kieran Lanahan. I'm so glad you're here with me today. If you are new to the show, I just wanted to say, first off, welcome. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you found us. If you are new, if this is your first time listening, I would recommend going back to the early episodes and actually listening from the beginning. Certainly not a requirement, just a recommendation, but I think you'll get a lot out of the early episodes and everything kind of leading up to where we are right now. Today, I want to talk about fear and safety and how to overcome or reduce the size of your fear when it comes to decisions that you're making in your business. Because we're all human. We all experience fear. Creating psychological safety for yourself to move forward in spite and in the midst of fear is actually one of the most important skill sets I think you can develop as an entrepreneur. You know, the day that this episode releases is the day that Dana and I are actually going to be closing on our new house. Buying a house is a big commitment. And there have been a few decisions in the lifespan of my business that have been really big decisions and milestones, and particularly financial decisions. You know, I think back to the decision to change career direction and move into coaching, the decision to leave my corporate job and dive into entrepreneurship full time, the decision we made for Dana to come home, leave her job, and be with the kids, and now the decision to secure a mortgage and buy a house, relying on the income in my business. Now, it's really easy to list those off as if they were easy decisions or things that just happened. But each of those decisions were really big decisions for me, the business, our family, and our faith. And there was a lot of fear at each one of those forks in the road. And today, I want to equip you all with a tool that we use as a family, that I use all the time in my business, I use with my clients. Whenever they're facing a decision, big or small, when fear is at the table. So here's the roadmap for today. I want to start off just by talking about, why is this important? Why is it relevant for you to understand fear and how it plays out and plays a role in your business decisions? Then I want to walk through a very specific tool or practice called fear setting. We're going to walk through actually a specific example from my life, the decision to leave corporate and go full-time into entrepreneurship. We'll actually talk about some of the very real things that Dana and I discussed and the things that we were thinking through as we were navigating that decision. And then I want to briefly list out and walk through at a high level all of the various decisions that you can apply this exercise to in your business, anywhere from starting the business to going full-time to launching a new offer or changing the business model or buying a house or making your first hire, anything in between. And so before diving in, I do want to say that today we're going to talk about a skill set that applies absolutely for the big decisions and milestones like the ones that I just listed. And we're going to focus on those larger decisions for today. But these same concepts, the same exercise that we're going to talk through, is the same process that will also apply to smaller day-to-day decisions whenever there's even an ounce of fear involved. So just know that, keep that in your back pocket. We're going to talk about examples of kind of larger, more monumental, you could say, business decisions, but you can also apply this process to the nitty-gritty day-to-day decisions. So first, let's start off with, why is this important? Why is this a relevant thing? Why do you need to understand fear and the role that it can play and how to deal with it and overcome it? Two reasons I want to talk about. Reason number one, as you grow and scale your business, there are not many things that are guaranteed in entrepreneurship, but one thing that I can 100% guarantee you is that you will experience fear. You're a human being, it's natural. Fear exists whenever you don't feel safe. And if you remember back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if you ever took Psych 101 or if you've listened to some previous episodes, safety is one of the basic needs that is second only to things like food and water and shelter. So safety is very important to our human brains. But here's the rub. Most people don't start their businesses because their core motivation is to feel safe. It often has something to do with a calling that they feel. It often has something to do with a desire to love and serve others in a way that they're uniquely gifted. It often has to do with this idea of stewarding the talents that God's given you, right? It's for all of those things typically, but not because, oh, you know what? I really want to feel safe. I'm going to go and start a business. So let's just think for a second about the purpose of fear. Fear primarily exists to keep you safe. Now, growth is something that requires change, and change is something that is very scary to your brain, which creates fear. So naturally, any growth that you desire, any growth that you pursue is going to come with some level of fear. It's expected. It's necessary, and it's actually a sign that you're doing something right. Just think about what it means to be an entrepreneur, to be a parent, to be a follower of Jesus. These are all things that inherently will require growth from you. And so if you are somebody who wants to grow, which we know you do because you're here listening to this podcast, you wouldn't be here otherwise, you're going to want to get really good at recognizing fear and then making conscious decisions about how to move forward and not let the fear dictate how you move forward, right? If I, for example, let fear drive my decision of whether or not to leave my corporate job to start a business full time, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now and you wouldn't be listening. I would still be working. And if truly, if fear were dictating my decisions completely, I would still be at the same company, which makes me want to throw up just thinking about it. Fear would have kept me small in my corporate job because that felt safe. Now, if you remember back to episode 26, fear is going to create a very strong desire to keep you safe, right? We contrasted strong desires versus deep desires. When you're an entrepreneur, there are going to be a lot of moments where you have a really strong desire to stay safe, but you're also going to have a deep desire to do the scary thing. And what today's episode is largely about is actually decreasing and kind of shrinking the level of fear that you have in order to create safety for yourself to still do that thing that you actually deeply desire. So reason number one, making decisions dictated by fear is completely at odds with the growth that you're after. So you need to know how to handle fear if you want to grow your business, if you want to grow as an entrepreneur and grow in your relationship with God. Reason number two why this is an important conversation for us to have, time matters, right? Fear is primarily it's a state of mind and it affects your body. Being in a state of elevated stress for a long period of time is just bad from a health perspective. We talked about some of this back when we were talking about diesel versus electric and the long-term effects of being in kind of a stressed state over time. But then in addition, right, to this idea of time matters, there's just a practical aspect of this. The more time that you spend being afraid or in fear over a decision, the less time you're spending actually doing the thing, right? There's a cost to inaction, which is something we'll talk about more later. But here are a few quick examples. If you're afraid to show up on video in your marketing and you record one, but you don't love it and you're sitting there kind of agonizing over whether or not you should re-record it or you should just post it or just not post it at all, that can cost you very real time and energy, right? Like that's one small example. Another one, if you're afraid to become the sole provider for your family by bringing your spouse home, there's a cost to waiting to make that decision. Maybe your spouse hates their job and it takes a toll mentally and emotionally on them. Maybe your kids lose out on that time with having your spouse home, right? There's a cost to inaction. There's a cost to delaying a decision. And then I think about if I had waited another 6 months before leaving my corporate job, there was actually multiple financial incentives for me to stay. I would have walked away if I just waited 6 months, that's it. Six more months before going full-time in my business, I would have walked away with an extra $40,000 just in my retirement account. But it would have also cost me 6 months of being in a job that I didn't like, 6 months of time that I could have spent in my business learning the skills of entrepreneurship, and it would have cost 6 months of spending more time with Dana. So reason number two, time matters. Making a decision from a place of fear or delaying a decision because of fear can cost you very real things that are really important to you. Now, let's transition to talk about this phrase that I mentioned earlier called fear setting. Really, what we're talking about is this. We know that fear is a strong emotion. We've talked about that. And it can drive decisions if we aren't consciously overriding it. And so the question is, how can I then make good, wise business decisions when there's fear present? How can I create safety to move forward anyway? And how do you do it quickly? Again, because time matters. Spending 3 months scared of something is very different than spending a few days scared of something. The maybe obvious answer is to bring the fear that you have to God in prayer, to share the fear that you're experiencing with your community, your spouse, your small group, your coach. Yes to all of those things. And we'll talk more about prayer and your business in a future podcast. But today, I want to spend time specifically diving into this practice called fear setting, which the language, you can kind of hear it, it's a play on goal setting, which is a concept, fear setting is a concept that I pulled from a TED Talk by Tim Ferriss, who's the author of the book, The 4-Hour Workweek. And here's the basic idea. Just like when it comes to goal setting, you ask yourself a set of questions to help you identify specifically what your goal is and how you might get there. Similarly, the core principle behind fear setting is getting hyper-specific about exactly what you're afraid of. Now, two really important things to know about fear and the tendency that the human brain has. Number one, fear likes to catastrophize things and go to the worst case scenario, right? Anybody resonate with that? I went on a 1-week vacation and my brain offered me a thought that the entire internet was going to forget about me and that my business would tank. And all of the work that I've put in will basically be erased off the face of the earth if I don't check email and social media for a week, right? It goes to worst case scenario very, very easily. The second thing, the second tendency is for our brains to be really broad and vague about the fear. For example, the internet is going to forget about you. I mean, that sounds pretty terrible, but what does that even mean? I don't even know what that means. As long as your brain is unclear about exactly what it's afraid of, it actually just gets to stay afraid and it gets to justify keeping you safe, right? Your brain is always going to go to the more extreme possibility and err on the side of caution because it wants to keep you safe. So with that, with those two things in mind, let's walk through just a set of questions involved in this practice. And don't worry about needing to write down notes vigorously. I've got you covered. I have an exercise, just a PDF version of these questions to help walk you through this fear setting exercise. And it will take literally less than 30 seconds for you to go to the show notes, click the link, and get the resource. So I'll also include just the URL that you can go to directly at the end of this episode. And so it'll just be super easy, very quick. And now you can just be present and listen as I talk through the questions. And you know what? I'm actually going to call a quick audible here. And first, we're going to go through the examples of when you might want to use this exercise. And then we'll go through the actual set of questions and the actual example. So here's just a short list of the different scenarios that you can apply this exercise to in your business. The common theme in all of these examples is going to be that you want to make a pretty significant change. Change in direction, change in the services you offer, change in what the makeup of your day looks like, but you're afraid, right? There's fear present. And so here are some examples. One, maybe it's just starting the business. Maybe that's the thing where there's fear coming up. Maybe it's moving and transitioning into your business full time or changing your business model from working one-on-one with clients to working with groups. Maybe it's you want to give your spouse the option to quit their job. Or you want to buy a house or hire your first employee. Maybe you want to increase your prices or invest in coaching for yourself or create a new offer or launch a new service or a course. Maybe you want to change your niche or take a 2-week vacation fully unplugged. Or maybe it's just having difficult conversations with your employees. These are all different inflection points, decision points, points in your business where you know what your deep desire is, but there is a very strong fear that's coming up that might be preventing you from doing it. This exercise, this fear setting exercise and set of questions that we're going to walk through is perfect for situations like that. So with that, let's dive in. And it's really a set of about 9 really solid coaching questions. So here's the first one. What are you actually afraid of? Right? What is the worst case scenario? One of the genius, I think, parts of this exercise is actually leaning into your brain's tendency to go to the worst case scenario, to go to that catastrophic outcome. Because what we want to do is force your brain to get really specific on exactly what you're afraid of. The next question, what could you do to prevent that worst case scenario from happening? Oftentimes, there are things that are in our control that we can influence that could actually prevent that worst case scenario from happening. The next question, well, if it did happen, let's say the worst case scenario did happen, what could you do to recover from it? Right? And so it's on the back end. Even if it did happen, what are some things you'd be able to do to recover from it? Next, and these are probably my two favorite questions in this exercise. One, how likely is it that this worst case scenario would actually happen? Like if you had to give it a percentage of how likely you thought that it actually was that all of the things that you listed in this crazy worst case scenario, what are the odds that that would all happen? Next, even if it still happened, even if the odds were just not in your favor and somehow all of that happened, how bad would it really be if that were to come true? The next couple of questions kind of play on the flip side of this worst case scenario idea and starts to think about some of the benefits of moving forward as well as the cost of not moving forward. And so the next question is, what would be the benefits of a partial attempt of whatever the thing is that you might be afraid of, whatever that decision is in your business? And then what would be the cost of inaction? We know that there's a cost to taking actions, right? We think about how much time and money and effort it's going to take if we decide to do something, but there's also a cost to inaction. Now, two more questions, and then we're going to walk through this with an example. Eighth question, what would your brain on default make it mean if that worst case scenario did happen? Like what would the narrative be that your brain would spin around those events? And what would it make it mean about you? And then what will you choose to make it mean if it does happen? Super interesting. We'll get into that one in the example. And then the last question, given what you just reflected on, what is it that you want to do? What's your choice? So really interesting questions, but let's bring it to life with an example. And the example that I'm going to use is the very real process that I went through with Dana when I was considering the decision of leaving my full-time job and moving full-time into the business. So here we go. First question, this is probably one of my favorite ones of the bunch. What are you actually afraid of? What is the true worst case scenario? So for me, here's what I pictured. I would leave my job and I would fail miserably. And what that means is I would make $0 for 2 years straight. Dana would have lost her job and we would actually have no income. And then we would live on savings for a few months and then deplete it. And then at that point, we'd have to sell our house. And then at that point, we would need to cut our expenses and then move in with either my parents or Dana's parents. So that was the worst case scenario that I could come up with at the time. And then I just kept asking myself, well, what else would have to go wrong? What else would have to go wrong in this worst case scenario? Next question, what could you do to prevent it? So just some things I knew I could do were to invest in coaching. I could stay really focused on the core objective of bringing in clients. I could tell every single person in my network that I knew what I was doing and who I helped. I could put all of my effort into marketing and developing the right skill sets as an entrepreneur, right? These are things that I could do to prevent that worst case scenario from happening. Next question, what could you do to recover from it if it did happen? I could go back and get another job. I could start a new business. I could work part-time and run the business part-time. I could apprentice under a successful coach. So I had options. I had the ability to recover from it and some levers I could pull. How likely is it that the worst case scenario would actually happen? And this is like everything I listed in the worst case scenario, all of that all happening. What is the likelihood that I thought that that could actually happen? And I came to less than 1%. right? And oftentimes you're going to find that it's less than 5%, less than 1%. The chances of all of those things happening that your brain comes up with are often very, very slim. Next question, how bad would it be if it really did happen? I'd still be okay. We realize we would still have food on the table, a roof over our heads, clothes on our backs. We would be okay. And at that point, once we answered those questions, we felt a significant increase in just our psychological safety and knowing that we would be provided for and in knowing that we were going to be okay. Moving on to the last four questions, right? What would be the benefits of a partial attempt? I knew that in this process, even if all of that went wrong, I would find out a lot more about what I was made of. I'd learn a lot about entrepreneurship, what not to do. I'd make tons of new connections and build new relationships. And that the cost of inaction, which I talked about earlier, yeah, it would have gotten me more money in my retirement account, but it would have cost me time with Dana. It would have cost me emotionally to stay in that job. And the last two questions, what would my brain have made it mean if the worst case scenario happened? Like, what would my unfiltered, unmanaged brain make it mean about myself if all of those terrible things happened? And so my answer was, if I made $0 in 2 years, if I failed miserably, my brain on default would have made it mean that I was a failure, that I was irresponsible, that I wasn't cut out for entrepreneurship, and that I wasn't a good husband or steward. But what I chose to make it mean ahead of time is that I had strong faith. I had trust in God and I had trust in myself, and I was willing to live with trying and failing, but not willing to live with the regret of not trying. I chose to make it mean that I wasn't the kind of man who buried his talents in the ground. I chose to make it mean that the lessons I would have learned from failing for 2 years straight would have taught me lessons that would have provided a return on my investment tenfold. And so that's just an example of kind of walking one of these larger decisions through this exercise. Can you see how getting really specific on what you're afraid of and allowing your brain to have the floor and tell you what the true worst case scenario looks like, and then explore that all the way? Can you see how that actually created safety for me? The stakes were lowered. It no longer felt like this life or death decision. And I was able to see that the potential benefits far outweighed the potential costs. This is a super powerful exercise to go through, again, for these bigger decisions. But now I've trained my brain to the point, and I've helped many clients train their brains to the point where they can go down this line of questioning when it comes to smaller decisions very quickly, whenever there's fear at the table. And it becomes extremely useful to nip it in the bud, to not spend days or weeks or months being fearful about a big decision. So with that, let's wrap up. I think so much of entrepreneurship actually boils down to this. You're afraid to do something. You create enough safety to do it anyway. And then you do it. And from that experience, you grow. Rinse and repeat. And the better you get at this process, the faster you grow as an entrepreneur. Think back to all of the moments when you've personally grown the most in the shortest period of time. And I would bet that the reason for that growth was probably that you did something that scared the crap out of you, but you realized that everything was okay on the other side. I flew both to Florida and to Nashville, both within the past 2 weeks. And so I've been in the airport 4 times pretty recently. And you know how at some airports, they have the parts of the security line where they have dogs that will walk by and sniff you. So you have to walk 2 by 2. The dog walks past you and sniffs you for any drugs or weapons. Imagine you're in a one-on-one coaching session with me, and this is going somewhere, I promise. Imagine you're in a coaching session with me and you're thinking through a decision to move full-time into your business or to launch a new offer or to switch niches, whatever that big thing is that's on your mind. And I was thinking, this is probably a weird thing to compare myself to, but here we are. I'm committed now. In sessions with clients, I'm essentially like that dog in the airport, trained to sniff out any ounce of fear that might be clouding your business decisions. And I can't tell you how many times I've been able to detect a business decision made from a place of fear instead of being made from a place of a conscious choice and deep desire and actually knowing that this is what's best for the business. Usually it shows up as something really subtle, like a little bit of extra rationalizing or explaining their decision, or the slightest hesitation, or a change in their tone of voice or their body language. And the crazy thing is that tiny ounce of fear that's kind of shining through that clouds one business decision can be the difference between you launching a new offer too early or choosing a niche that actually isn't what God called you to, or staying in a job longer than you need to. It can be the difference between any of those things happening and not. And that's why it's crucial to learn how to make wise decisions, even when fear is a very real part of the picture, because there's a lot that can hang in the balance. So if you want the worksheet that accompanies this episode, head to the show notes and click where it says fear setting exercise, or just go to lenahancoaching.com/fear. I made it super easy. It will literally just take you about 30 seconds and you will have that worksheet in your possession forever. And if you want to learn how to embed things like this exercise into your default way of thinking, like if you're a computer and your brain is the operating system, it's the software on the computer, working with me one-on-one is very much like upgrading your operating system so that even after we stop working together, you've got a new updated software that you can benefit from for the rest of your life and for the life of your business. And so if you want to upgrade your operating system for things like making wise business decisions, big and small, and all of the other topics that we cover here on the podcast, book a discovery call at the link in the show notes or head to lenahancoaching.com/discovery, and we'll decide if we're a fit to work together. That's it for today. I will talk to you next time on the Renew Your Mind podcast for faith-driven entrepreneurs. Have a great week.